Vegan side effect. All monster friends become exes.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Манай нэвтрүүлгүүд олон хэлээр гардаг. Зочлох хаяг: suprememastertv.com/schedule.
I will read you the story because stories are always nice to hear, interesting, catch our attention, and it has always some moral to take away. This story is also in the same book, the Jewish folklore stories.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Nemunkelekile means welcome in Siswati, one of the official languages of Eswatini. My name is Mbali. The shining people of Eswatini are comforted to know that there are so many generous hearts out there working together towards a more compassionate and loving world. The Kingdom of Eswatini, a nation known previously as Swaziland, is one of the smallest countries in Africa. Bordering South Africa and Mozambique, the kingdom is ruled by His Majesty Mswati III and the Queen Mother Ntufombi Tufuala. By tradition, the king is the administrative head of government, while his mother is the spiritual head of state. Eswatini has a wide variety of landscapes with breathtaking views of mountains, savannas, rainforests, and river-filled valleys. The proud Swazi people are loyal protectors of their splendid culture, the pristine environment, and precious wildlife. The nation's more than 70 clans coexist harmoniously and are each governed by a hierarchy of chiefs. Over 75% of Swazis live in traditional family homesteads, with meals that include leafy vegetables, roots, and fruits. Festivals and dance are essential to the Swazi culture. Every year, the Nkwala ceremony is celebrated to renew and strengthen kingship among the nation's men. The colorful Umhlanga reed dance is performed by thousands of young women in traditional attire. After gathering reeds at the riverbanks, each dancer presents their reeds to the Queen Mother as a symbolic gift to protect her residence. We were delighted to introduce wondrous Eswatini to you, liberal viewers. We pray for you to discover your true noble purpose in life.
Thank
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanked all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gucci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Heart, Vegan Food Companies, Vegan Fur Products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Satan's Co-Investment, Part 1 of 3 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on July 31st, 2021.
Hey, greetings to all of you in God's love. This is Radio Ching Hai, the best we can arrange at the moment, by all means. I will read you a story so that you know that I still think of you. I'm working for you and with you. It's just that this is the best I can do already. Better than nothing, huh? Besides, if you don't see me, maybe you can listen with more concentration. I turn off some of the machines so that the voice can become clearer. I'm still alone and in that 2x4 room, and this is the best I can do. I will read you the story because stories are always nice to hear, interesting, catch our attention, and it has always some moral to take away. This story is also in the same book, the Jewish folklore stories. Now, I try to translate as best as I can, yeah? This story is called... Oh man, I need my glasses. One moment. I get my glasses out. I do have nostalgia for the time when I was safe and sound, more safe and sound than now. When I was younger, there was more energy and I felt nothing to worry about. Nowadays, I worry about many things. I have to take care of my own safety. That's the worst thing that could happen. I'm not afraid. I just have to take care of myself so that I can continue my work. This story is called Satan's Co-Investment. Long time ago, there was a man who ran away from his wife because he was probably afraid of her. So Satan somehow bumped into him and asked him, "Where are you going?" He said, "Oh, I have to escape from my wife." So Satan said, "Oh, me too. Ha! Huh. Oh, Okay, we both should go together to another area, and then we can invest together in some business. First of all, in that new area, I will possess the king's daughter, the princess. Yes, and control her in different ways, and then make her sick. After all, the best and the most famous doctors in that area cannot heal her. Then you will appear. You will introduce yourself as a very, very extraordinary medical doctor. And then you have to ask for a lot of reward, like a lot of money, a lot of gold, and all the precious stuff. And then after that, we will divide the loot 50-50. Yeah. So the man who escaped from the wife nodded his head in agreement. Then Satan and this handpacked man, a man who was afraid of his wife, both of them went to another country. Perhaps after that, after they arrived, Satan really possessed the king's daughter, the princess, and made her become like stupid and crazy. After all, the most famous and best medical doctors could not cure her sickness, then the co-investor went in the court of the king and said to the king, "Your Majesty, I am the doctor who is specialized in this kind of mental sickness. If you promise to give me a lot of reward with all the precious things like gold, silver in a big sum, I will heal your daughter." And the king said, "If you cannot, then what will happen?" The man said, "Okay, at that time you can just chop my head off." So the king was very convinced. He said, "Okay, that is good, very good." And then after that, the king already gave him a lot of money and precious metals like gold, silver, and stuff like that, according to his request, but with a condition that within 3 days, he has to cure the sickness of the princess. So that guy immediately told Satan, "Okay, now you can get out of the princess's body because we are very rich already." Satan said, no, I won't do that." But after 3 days, everyone gathered inside the court of the king still did not see that the princess has improved. So the man said to the king, "Please give me 3 more days. All the officials of the king's court agreed. Now he came and talked to Satan one more time. He said, "Now you have to get out of the princess's body immediately. Otherwise we'll be in trouble." But Satan did not want to go out of the princess's being. So after those 3 days, all the officials came back to the court and saw that nothing improved with the princess's situation. So they wanted to kill him immediately, right there. So he immediately begged them and told them, "Oh, please, 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 3 more days. If this time I cannot, then you just chop my head then. I cannot go anywhere." So, okay, well, there's no choice. So they agreed to that. The king also has to agree to that. But after these 3 days, Satan still didn't want to get out of the princess's body. So now the man came to the king and said then, "Your Majesty, please, can you gather all of your soldiers in the whole country from everywhere to come here? And then every one of them, you tell them they have to blow very loud their trumpets. If anyone doesn't have a trumpet, then tell them just scream as loud as they can." So the king had no other choice, so he did what the so-called charlatan requested. And then the whole army from everywhere within the whole country came into the capital, next to the court of the king. And then all of them either blowing loudly on the trumpet or screaming loudly, yelling loudly. They did all what they could, made very, very loud noises and very frightening kinds of sounds and noise and very, very, very incredibly frightening. Then Satan, kind of shaken, came and asked his co-investing person, "My friend, can you tell me how come there's so much noise everywhere, so frightening sounds like that?" So the man said, "Hey, you don't know? It's your wife. She brought the whole army here chasing after you, wanting to hunt you down." Oh, after hearing that, Satan jumped over the window and ran away. Can you believe that? Even Satan is afraid of his wife. No wonder many men on our planet have the same problem. Lucky that Satan can escape, and this man also could run away. Many cannot, because they are bound by different conditions, like children, or a house mortgage together, or the same bank account, that they cannot do anything. If they left, they would have nothing at all. The house is in the wife's name, the bank is in both names. He cannot take money out without her permission, etc., etc., and children and business and together. It's very difficult to cut it off like that. So people sometimes they stay together, not because they feel in love, but they are bound hand and foot. It's a pity. Imagine people even have many wives. Wow, what a very unwise decision to put yourself into that position.
Precious viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Satan's Co-Investment, Part 1 of 3 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Living in the Present, Selections from the Pathway of Life by Leo Tolstoy, Vegetarian, Volume 2, Part 2 of 2 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your days be filled with joy.
Vegan side effect: can't run away from angels. Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.